Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we are stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Washington Wizards. Timberwolves come into this road contest at a record of 10-10. Meanwhile, the hometown Washington Wizards come in at 10-9. Minnesota is 5-5 over their last 10 games on a two-game losing streak. The Wizards, meanwhile, 6-4 over that same span on a three-game skid. So someone's losing streak's about to end tonight. Scoring-wise, Timberwolves come in at 114 even, good for 13th best in the NBA. Washington, meanwhile, one of the worst offenses in the entire league at just 108.3, 29th. Team defense, Minnesota is 114.7, Washington 109.6, so both teams slightly underwater. Turnovers, Minnesota 16.4, significant advantage here, Washington at just 14.2. Field goal percentage, 48.1 from the field for Minnesota, 46.5 from the field for the Wizards. Three-point percentage, 32.9 for the Timberwolves. Meanwhile, the Wizards slightly better at 34.2. Free throw percentage, 78.6 for the Timberwolves, 77.4. Very similar, though slight advantage for Minnesota. Bench scoring, 31.7 for Minnesota, 32.9 for Washington, about a point edge. Both teams are playing the second of a back-to-back. Wizards, of course, were on the road, now are at home. Timberwolves were on the road for both games. This game will be in the Eastern time zone. Injuries, Minnesota, Taurean Prince out with a shoulder injury. Washington, much longer list. Kyle Kuzma with a back. Rui Hachimura with an ankle. Both will be game time decisions. Pick in this one, it's a tough one to pick. I'm going to go ahead and call this one for the road team, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Much better offense, a little healthier. I think that plays into it. They have to control the turnovers, but I got the Timberwolves winning this one. That is our on-court look of Timberwolves and Wizards. Coming up, we'll dive deep into the betting angles for this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the Minnesota Timberwolves at Washington Wizards. Timberwolves, a one-point favorite, been there most of the morning. Total at 227. We've seen anywhere from 226 to 228. Wolves, 7-13 ATS on the season overall, 4-5 ATS on the road. They are 3-7 ATS in their last 10. As for the Wizards, 8-10-2 overall, 4-6-1. ATS on the home floor, and 4-5-1 ATS in their last 10 games. However, they are on a little bit of a downtrend here, 0-5-1 in their last 6 ATS. As for the total, Timberwolves 12 of their 20 this year going under the total. The Wizards 10 over, 10 under. Both teams coming off of back-to-backs. Both were in action yesterday. In the matchup, Wizards, they have won 5 straight ATS in this series, 13 of 17 ATS overall in games played in Washington. As for the over, 8 straight overs in Washington, and the over has hit 14 of the last 17 times these teams have played. As for the Wolves, they have gone under 5 of their last 6 games when taking on teams with a winning percentage of over 600 on the home floor. Overtrend as well, 4 out of their last 5 games have gone over following a straight-up loss. Timberwolves, a little bit of a case of the Mondays here too on the trend, under 4 straight games and 0-4 ATS in their last 4 Monday matchups. As for the home team, the Wizards, they've gone over 4 straight games when taking on teams with winning straight-up records. And I mentioned that ATS slide, 0-5-1 in their last 6 games ATS. On the injury front, of course, Kyle Kuzma, he was out Sunday with a back injury. Watching Hachimura as well tonight, questionable with an ankle. For the Wolves, Jaden McDaniels questionable with an illness. As for my plays here, no strong plays. A couple of leans, small lean towards the Wizards in this one. They've played better at home. 7-4 is their home record. Matchup trends favoring the Wizards, although of late, Washington has been on a downslide. So a small lean on the Wizards. And I have a lean on the over as well. Taking a look at the matchup, both teams coming off of back-to-backs, some of the trends there. No strong plays in this one between these two teams. I think the numbers are right, but leans on the over and towards the Wolves. We're stacking NBA previews all season long. You can find us on the Sports Betting Stack, where we preview NFL, NBA, and top college matchups. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been our Stacking the NBA betting preview of the Timberwolves and Wizards.